Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Humanity's last hope to find and settle a new world. A small terraforming fleet sets out to prepare a lifeless planet for the colony ships sure to follow in their wake.
Civilized.
Hear a joke?
No, I do not have time for a joke right now. In fact, we are in quite a dire situation. There are creatures outside of this room, and I just really need some help. I'm struggling. I'm covered in blood or some sort of liquid, and I'm asking for help, and I know you are just a suit, but I could use some help.
Suit. Yes, that is me. I am Suit. I am equipped with a number of safety protocols to protect those who are encased within me. Engaging Death Battalion Phase 2 Protocol. Let's do this. You have vomited. Don't worry, I have a sanitation program, and it comes with a song.
Oh, God.
If you have to sanitize, put it in your eyes. You must hypothesize why you must sanitize. If you do smell like poo, here's what you ought to do. You must sanitize everybody.
Oh, God.
Do you guys hear the sound of what can only be described as endless carnage behind the door?
I think we might need to maybe get back up to the rest of the base and, I don't know, do something. There must be some protocol, lockdown protocol, Barty?
That's the purview of security more than anything else. Listen, I can't help you down here. I didn't even know this floor existed.
Well, what do you say we leave this floor now? It sounds like I'm sure Beatrice, Miss Brass, has this under control. And we can just lock down maybe the elevators.
We can't leave without Beatrice.
Do you hear the noises coming from in there? I mean, I believe in Beatrice's talents as much as anybody, but I hardly think anyone can have that under control.
Well, just think of it this way, gentlemen. If Miss Brass doesn't have... Oh, that was a big sound. This under control. Imagine what she has uncovered, and maybe we shouldn't be here in the hall defenseless when it emerges.
So you're just gonna leave her to die?
Well, I don't have many other options. I'm trying to save lives here, Alberta.
If we need to debrief, we can debrief here.
Fine. Let's at least call other security personnel down or try and block off the levels or something. There's a lot of people's lives at stake here.
Okay. We came down on an elevator. Assuming that's the only way down, we could block it off.
Yeah, let's just assume. Let's assume there's only one way down to a level that neither you nor I knew even existed in the base. We clearly are operating in the dark here. Barty, and I don't like it.
Well, what solutions do you have, Shouty Man?
Run away and block it off so we can contain the problem as much as possible.
Oh, look, Shouty Man wears coward pants.
Sometimes as an adult, Alberta, you have to make hard decisions to save lives.
It doesn't seem like it's a hard decision that you're making, Director.
Shall I engage? Are these also potential threats that need DEFCON 5?
A robot that wants to kill us!
I told you! Run for the elevator, Alberta! Run for the elevator! Come on, open! Door's open! Door's open! Open door!
I told you not to...
Beatrice, I know it's against protocol to call you by your first name and hug you, but I'm doing both right now because I thought you were dead.
Thank you, Alberta.
Oh, the elevator's opening! The elevator's opening!
Wait!
What?
Send it back. You're here now, you might as well know. I'm tired of carrying this by myself.
Okay, I'm gonna send the elevator back. With me in it!
Director!
Beatrice, what's going on? Is everything okay down here? Are we safe?
Are we safe? Is everything okay? Well, I mean, what's your definition of okay? I mean, there's a sliding scale. Then this very moment, I mean, I guess okay is kind of an interesting thing to assume, but because I'm not, you know, on fire, or I mean, I'm not being chased by limbs, but hey, I don't know. It's okay. Everything, it's fine. I mean, the situation is okay. Are you okay? How are you? How was the party? How was the party? Did you have a good time at the party? Sorry, I'm falling apart a little bit. Just the shock of what's been happening in the last little bit is just starting to hit me because I've been carrying this secret and now Brenda's dead and it's partially my fault. Oh, and we have suits! We have suits that do horrible, terrible things when you ask them for help. Just horrible, horrible things you can't unsee. Limbs everywhere, flying, blood splattering everywhere, the sounds, oh god, the sounds. I thought it was going to tell me a joke, and then all of a sudden there was just this string of death and violence and gore, and I'm just like, oh, do I feel comfortable in here? Because I can't turn my eyes off, they don't blink, so I'm okay.
Oh god, no, go up, going up.
Beatrice, sarcasm isn't really your strong suit. You don't seem okay.
I mean, I'm alive, right? Right? I'm not one of them. Am I? I'm not, I didn't die in there and I'm not back. And this is me, right? Like I am me. Bartholomew. Okay. No, just tell me. I'm me, right? You could see that I'm me. I don't have some other weird thing, right? I'm Beatrice, right? It's me. Sorry, I don't mean to be grabbing you. I'm sorry.
That seems like Beatrice to me.
Alberta, when you hugged me, I didn't have any weird lumps or movement under my, like, skin pieces. Did I? Skin is one piece, right? I don't even know anymore. It's so many pieces.
No, you were all normal.
Oh, God!
Oh, God!
I thought I had them all.
He doesn't seem okay.
We need to conceal this issue. We need to block off this whole floor, and we need to close level M, N, O, P, and Q.
What? Okay, let me. Why did you keep this a secret from us?
It wasn't anyone else's concern. Everything was fine. They were in there. They were in the pods. They were there. They were secured, and they were. I thought they were dead. I thought they were done. I didn't think they were still alive.
We'll figure it out later. Beatrice, you know what's going on here. I don't fully understand it, but you are the person to lead us through this. Give me an order. What can we do?
Seal the doors.
Miss Brass, I'm in the system and I could probably close everything down, but I'd have to. There's a lot of files in here. I have to delete most of the information to do it.
Do it.
But there's a lot of. There's so much.
Do it.
Okay, I'll just. Yeah. Okay, well that's all the levels except for ours shouldn't be accessible anymore by the elevator. But Barty, I can't. I don't know how to close this one off with us still in it.
It doesn't look like the director is coming back. Can we reach him on comms?
Wait. One second.
Hello, Director Brass. Your vital signs seem to be spiking. Would you like to hear a joke now?
No, not the time. Jokes. I'll listen. I'll listen for a joke next time. But right now I need you to connect myself to the director. Can you do that? Can you do that from inside?
I can. Initiating contact. Though I won't lie, I am disappointed that after all of the trauma that we have experienced together, you still do not want to hear a joke.
Fine. Tell me one joke. One joke while we wait for this horror show to move forward.
What do you call a zombie who is chasing you relentlessly and trying to kill you?
I don't...
Security Officer Anderson. Ha, 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 ha. It's funny, because he is no longer with us.
We need to work on your humor levels.
What are you talking about? Work on my... What? Where's your voice coming from?
Director, you cowardly son of a bitch. You better get that elevator back down here right now, because the three of us are alive and well enough. We're okay, and we need you to bring the elevator back down to let us up so we can close these levels and stop the carnage. So get your butt back down here immediately, you coward!
Director Brass, we are currently in transit to this level M with an elevator packed full of security personnel who are fully armed. And look, here we come now.
Gentlemen, if you'd fan out, please. Miss Brass, Barty. Let's secure it. We need to secure, and I'm not sure how to hold the elevator here. Barty, perhaps you could come in and figure out how to use these buttons.
You just press the center button, and then it's... No, don't let go!
Well, there goes the elevator. I brought all the security personnel I could find, fully armed. We also have these thermonuclear grenade devices. Not sure how to use those. Maybe you should hold them. Well, maybe not you. You look a little... troubled right now, Director Brass. How about you, Barty? Why don't you hold the thermonuclear grenade? Okay.
I asked you not to bring anyone here.
Yes, well, I made a command decision because lives were at risk, and I realized that the three of us just standing here with our thumbs up our you-know-whats wasn't going to do much. So let's just lock this down and get out of here, okay?
You don't understand what you've just done.
Oh, trust me, Director Brass. I do.
Alberta, do you understand what he's just done?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, God. Why? What have I done? Oh, God. I can't unsee any of that. They just keep screaming. If I close my eyes, I can see them. I don't know how to keep doing this. I don't know if I can keep doing this.
May I come in, Miss Brass?
Yes, yeah. Come in. I wasn't crying. I've just been...
Yeah.
I've been in the dining hall cutting onions.
Yeah, I understand.
For dinner.
It, yeah, it is taco night.
And the dust mites in foreign. They've, from a different universe, they've... whatever, wherever we are, it's just messing with my ducks. Ducks. Ducks? Tear duck. Is that like quack quack ducks?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Or like ducks, like the air ducks? I don't know.
Miss Brass.
Yeah, sir.
I'm, I wasn't sure how to ask this, and I'm not really good with small talk, as you know. Are you going to instigate clean sweep protocol?
I don't see any other way to get around this. You brought them down! Why did you bring them down?
Containment had been broken, Miss Brass.
I had it under control.
They had gotten loose into the rest of the base. I was stuck. I could not let on that I knew about levels M through Q.
Not in front of the others, but you could have told me. I've been carrying this burden alone.
Yes. Well, we don't get to choose our orders, do we, Miss Brass?
We are on this planet to try and create life and more space for humans, for all of us. We can't always abide by the rules. That's something I'm learning. We can't always just follow protocol by people who aren't here.
Why do you think I'm here in your chambers?
Honestly, I don't know.
I have protocols I'm supposed to follow. That's why I'm asking you if you're going to follow your prescribed protocol or not. Because I'm questioning mine.
Am I part of your clean sweep, sir?
Weird.
Yeah, do you want to play chess?
Hey, quiet down in there!
I never should have stolen the director's laptop.
You have the director's laptop computer in here?
Well, I don't have the director's laptop, but like, I kind of took it from him as a prank a long time ago when I downloaded all the important information onto my little hard drive watch. Then I forgot to give it back, so I guess he put us in jail because of my theft.
Oh boy, okay. So you're thinking of this as just sort of a temporary punishment for a youthful indiscretion,
yeah,
is that right, Alberta?
I got caught, and now this is just a big slap on our wrists.
Okay, ooh, tough talk. Okay. You've been here a while. You've been a director of a department for a while, and you've noticed how, you know, we've all been getting along more or less and been treated as equals with Director Brass and Director Tinsley.
This has been the happiest time of my entire life.
Right. And the last time that we saw them, Director Tinsley looked at us with darkness in his eyes, what appeared to be a heavy weight upon his soul. And perhaps most tellingly, an armed battalion of guards forcing us into a cell. This doesn't feel temporary to me, Alberta. Not to go out on a limb here, I'm thinking we saw too much. And maybe Director Tinsley isn't really seeing us as a friend anymore.
Prison sucks.
Civilized. Starring Christy Bolton, Michael Davinsky, Phil Johnston, and Sean Howard. Sound design and music by Eli Hamada McElveen. Cover art by David Desmarais. Join us on Patreon for bonus episodes and lots more. Look for the support us link at civilizedpod.com.
Priority message to control. Spore protocol is a failure. A minor breach has occurred. Implementing clean sweep. Over and out.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
It happened in the quiet town of Podunk, an ages-old family mystery.
What happened with Great-Grandpa? Why won't you talk about it?
Because there's nothing to say, Nintendo.
begets an unprecedented paranormal event.
Help, brother!
Poltergeists.
My lamp attacked me. It was hovering the air. It unplugged itself and came at me.
Mind control.
Why is that crow smoking a cigarette?
Okay, we're playing inside today.
Zombies.
I could have gotten out of here on my own.
You were hiding in a coffin.
It was a good disguise.
Extraterrestrials.
You've seen them too? I've been observing them for days.
I beat up aliens with my baseball bat.
Children with psychokinetic powers.
I let that little light of mine shine, Mama. And it melted the darkness away.
And that's just the beginning.
Introducing Mother, She Wrote, a travelogue diary through the biggest cult phenomena in video game history, the Mother series, as it's called in Japan, and Earthbound, as it's called everywhere else.
Each episode, we recount the story through immersive audio drama as it's lived by the characters, unpacking the surreal adventures, tear-jerking moments, and what it all means.
If you're new to the series, we'll take you beyond the controller and into the story.
And if you're a longtime fan, relive these tales like never before and learn fascinating new facts about your favorite games.
Find Mother, She Wrote on your favorite podcast player and at mothershewrote.earth.